And not good for Jeremy, who has to drive back in his convertible. We'll see what happens there. We want to turn now to the drama playing out on the global stage today. The UN Security Council is promising to impose new sanctions on North Korea after that country launched a long-range rocket early Sunday morning. North Korean leader Kim Jong-un's decision to order the launch came just a month after the country's fourth nuclear test. Both actions violate existing sanctions against North Korea. The U.S. ambassador to the UN, Samantha Power, spoke after yesterday's emergency meeting of the Security Council.
The accelerated development of North Korea's nuclear and ballistic missile program poses a serious threat to international peace and security, to the peace and security not just of North Korea's neighbors, but the peace and security of the entire world.
Now, the missile put a satellite into orbit. It passed over Levi Stadium, site of the Super Bowl, about an hour after the game ended. Jim Walsh is here now, security analyst. He's with the Security Studies Program at MIT. And Jim, crazy question, but we are talking about an unbalanced regime. So let's start there with the satellite passing over Levi Stadium. Is there any possibility that they were trying to get even closer, you know, to come over right when the game was on? I mean, this is a regime that has tried so hard to see Western movies, for instance.
Well, certainly when it comes to North Korea, it's hard to take off any possibility off the table because you just don't know so many theories and so many facts. I doubt that one, Robin. The leader is known for his interest in the NBA and basketball, not so much football. And when the official news agency issued their statement, they linked the timing of it to the upcoming birthday celebration for his father, Kim Jong-il.
Well, it's also coinciding the launch with the start of the Chinese New Year. You think anything significant there? Because China was asking them not to do this.
Well, I think you can always find a date in a calendar to do something when you want to. You can go shopping and find one. I think the broader question is, who is this aimed at? Is it aimed at an international audience to sort of put pressure on China to send a message to South Korea and the U.S.? Or is it aimed at a domestic audience, to North Koreans, about a government that's still trying to consolidate itself and gain legitimacy? I think those are the more fundamental issues than the particular day on the calendar.
But is it aimed at China, North Korea's neighbor and rare ally? I mean, is this a slap in the face to Beijing?
Well, it certainly makes China look weak. They had sent an emissary earlier saying, please don't do this, as they had done with the earlier nuclear test. In both cases, those requests were rejected. So I think it makes China look weak. And if you look at the commentary among Chinese foreign policy analysts, they're pretty unhappy about it. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. For the Chinese, this is just bad, bad, bad. Mm-hmm. It strengthens hawks in Japan and South Korea. It makes U.S. missile defenses more attractive. It brings the U.S. deeper into the region when China wants the U.S. to go away. It doesn't help Chinese foreign policy whatsoever.
Well, some people might say the significance isn't the timing, but the fact that it went over Levi Stadium. So just clarify for us, does the fact that a satellite can come that far, does that mean that North Korea has the capability to launch a nuclear-armed missile that could hit the U.S.?
The answer to that is no. I've heard a lot of breathless talk about North Korea's ICBMs and the potential that they could launch a missile and hit the United States. We are certainly not there yet. Are they making progress? Yes. Are they beavering away at it? Yes. But there's what they did was sort of lob a satellite into the low Earth orbit. That's sort of half the job when you're building a missile. The other half of the job is having a rocket that re-enters Earth's atmosphere and then, delivers a warhead. There's still some distance from that. But they're clearly, you know, slowly but surely improving their abilities.
So very briefly, what's endgame here? I mean, sanctions don't sound like they'll make a difference. North Korea hasn't been paying attention to the ones they have.
Well, Robin, you're going to be shocked to hear that I have a contrarian view about these things. In Washington, it's all about more sanctions and let's lecture China and have it do more. I think China can do more, but it's not going to do it under the way it's happening now, where we're lecturing them. I think we have to try new tactics. The sanctions aren't working. I think there are other things China can do with its anti-corruption campaign, with building compliance culture. Those are the things that will help, I think, stem some of that technology transfer.
Here now, security analyst Jim Walsh. Thanks as always.
Thank you.